Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Here's the thing. We've got a shutdown that appears to be ending here. And in the midst of it ending, a lot of questions about what's going to be funded again. Now, we also hear from the president that talk about maybe sending out $2,000 checks to folks based on tariff revenue that has come in and 50-year mortgages. So much news going on in the economic environment, which is why we're grateful to welcome Steve Moore back to the show, co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity, host of More Money and author of The Trump Economic Miracle. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. By the way, I'm stuck. I shouldn't say I'm stuck here, but I'm in Florida today because we couldn't get a flight out as we were supposed to yesterday because of all the turmoil in the airport. So hopefully this is all going to be over by tomorrow or so. I don't know the exact latest news because I've been in some meetings today. But, you know, what a stupid thing this lockdown was and the shutdown. I mean, it's caused total turmoil. It's caused a lot of problems for Americans. And this is what I said this on your show a month ago, Annie. This is what Schumer wanted. He wanted to create mayhem because he thought it was just to his political advantage.
Yeah, it might have been the Tuesday elections. Maybe people were feeling like the government shut down, SNAP benefits being threatened and everything. Maybe that put some people into the election system to vote last Tuesday.
Well, that's right. I mean, everything is politics with these guys. And, you know, and it caused a lot of problems. We lost billions of dollars to our country. You know, people were stuck at airports all weekend. And this is the kind of thing that makes people so angry about the politicians in Washington. They care more about their jobs than our jobs.
You know, OK, so, Steve, let's talk a little bit about a lot of people are talking about affordability right now. We've seen a lot of benefit coming to the American people economically due to President Trump's actions. The price of gas is down. The price of groceries is down. But things do still cost a lot of money and people are still feeling a little bit of the pain of it. We've heard President talk about $2,000 checks to go back out for people as tariff money comes in. But also he's discussed that 50-year mortgage. Are either one of these ideas that Steve Moore is in support of?
Well, certainly not sending checks to people because that's just not, you know, you don't want to just, wouldn't it be wonderful if the government could just print money and then we could all be rich. But of course, that's not the way it works. You know, you don't want to tax people who are working and give it to people who aren't working or else you're going to have a bad outcome there. So I don't like that idea at all. But I do think it's interesting, this idea of the 50-year mortgage. I hadn't really thought of this before until Trump mentioned it. But what this would mean is you would pay lower mortgage payments, right, every month, but you'd also have more debt.
Yeah.
And you'd have, you know, and how many people live in a house for 50 years?
That's your life.
Not too many.
Yeah.
Not too many. So I don't know. We'll see. But people are really stressed out on this cost of housing right now. And we need to have more housing in this country. I'm on a board of a company, by the way, called Lightspeed. I think I've mentioned this to you before. We're going to be building a lot of new housing with robots.
Mm. Cheaper labor?
That might solve the housing shortage problem, because we can build the houses 35% faster, 35% cheaper, with 35% less man hours. So it's going to be a revolution that's coming. But I don't know. What do you think about the 50-year mortgage?
50-year, like, the only reason why I think a 50-year mortgage makes any sense is so that you can get into a home and then you refinance the second that you can. Just the way, if you're going into a 30-year mortgage, as soon as you can afford that same mortgage, knock off 10 years, you know, get down to a 15 or something. But housing is a problem. And we've heard the president talk about, or advisors around the president talk about, incentivizing home building. Does that incentivize the big builders, or does that incentivize people who are going out, they can't find the house that they want, so they just decide to hire a builder? Who benefits from that?
Well, look, I mean, housing is a vital component of our economy. And, you know, it's one of the biggest sectors of the U.S. economy. We are going to need, although, you know, it's interesting because we have a lot of people, like, I'm a baby boomer. I was born in 1960, so I'm in kind of tail end baby boomers. Well, you know, we're starting to not only retire, but die off. And so, you know, that's a big stock of the housing market is stuck in the hands of people in their 70s and 80s, and they're going to be downsizing. So I think it's overestimated how big of a housing shortage we have in this country, because, you know, you have fewer children coming into the labor market and more people retiring now.
Well, you know, the president is always looking at trying to make the economy stimulated without having to just provide everything for everyone. Last question before we let you go. Huge election in New York City. Your thoughts on the future of New York City under a socialist Mayor Mamdani?
Well, one of the reasons I was in Florida was looking for a house, because this is going to be, you know, the place everybody's going to come to. And it's very, very sad. It's very sad. What if this new Mayor Mamdani does the things that he says he's going to do, I think New York's in a lot of trouble. And I think you're going to see Wall Street move out of New York, and it will now be located somewhere like Dallas, Texas, or Miami, Florida. Mm. And so I don't want to see that to happen. It's the most important city in the country. It's our empire city. But come on, if you tax something, you get less of it. And if you keep raising the taxes, you pay 16% taxes in New York, and you pay zero in Texas or Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you started this conversation saying you are stuck in Florida. I'm envious of your situation
I shouldn't say I'm stuck here. I'm supposed to be back in D.C., but all the flights were canceled. But this is not a bad place to be stuck in.
Yeah. Steve, I'm stuck in Illinois, so we'll end it there. Thank you so much.
Have a great one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Steve Moore, the co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity, host of More Money, and author of The Trump Economic Miracle. CommitteeToUnleashProsperity.com. Go check out that website. Be curious to know what y'all think about the 50-year mortgage. For me, it's really, you know, when he's asking, how do you feel about that? 50-year mortgages, that's forever. The amount of interest that you would pay on a 50-year mortgage has got to be absolutely bonkers, outrageous. However, if it gets you into a home initially, so you could afford it, and then you look very quickly to refinance it to something that's a little more affordable, you get established, and you're, you know, rent is incredibly high. If you want to rent a place right now, you're paying a lot of money to rent. You at least build a little bit of equity if you're owning a home. But just look at the amortization schedule of a mortgage right now, on a 30-year mortgage. How long do you have to live in that house before you feel like you own at least, you know, the front hall closet section of your home, because it's so small? You pay so much in interest up front. What does that look like on a 50-year sliding scale? Yikes. We should talk to Stewie about that. We'll get Stewie on and we'll talk about what a 50-year mortgage might do. Four people or two people. Always seems to me like these things have, you can use them to your advantage. Just don't let them use you to their advantage. And Stewie at Stewart's American Mortgage certainly would have the ins on that. So we'll talk to Stewie and find out what he has to say about it. We're going to take a quick break, get Ryan back in here. The YouTube live chat poll. Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Democrats, Republicans, Trump, or no one? Let us know what you think on the YouTube live chat poll. And you can also text us your thoughts at 314-241-9797. We'll hit some of those when we come back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. So we just got done speaking with Steve Moore, talking a little bit about 50-year mortgages. Those $2,000, they're not stimulus checks, I guess. I mean, they're really just in the way the president positions it, that this tariff revenue is coming in, and he's saying that it should go to the people, which, you know. Then there's also the possibility that all the money that the Democrats wanted to give out to the insurance company for health care subsidies, instead of giving it to the insurance company, President Trump said, well, let's just give it to the American people and let them spend it on their own insurance and stop soaking the insurance companies with all these taxpayer subsidies that are coming in. I do like that he's thinking out of the box. Certainly, that is something that is it's refreshing to see. It's also it's requiring people who are really kind of in this like lockstep repeat mode of this is what we want. This is what we want. The same thing on both sides of the aisle to look at new ideas and then form new opinions. That makes you have to tap into your principles a little bit when somebody comes out with a new idea. Very rarely in politics do we hear anybody talking about new ideas? Big news coming out this morning. The Supreme Court said this morning, according to Fox News report, that it will not revisit its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide, leaving intact the 2015 protections granted to couples in Obergefell v. Hodges. Justices rejected an appeal brought by Kim Davis. Remember that former Kentucky county clerk? She was held in contempt after she refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples due to her religious beliefs. The court declined to take up her appeal without explanation and without any noted dissents. That's really interesting. No dissents on that. They just said, no, we're not doing it. Not doing it. Fox News said, though Davis's appeal centered largely on First Amendment issues and questions of religious protection, her lawyers also requested that the Supreme Court consider overturning the 5-4 ruling in Obergefell or the 2015 decision that granted same-sex couples the constitutional right to marry. Her lawyers argued it is time for a course correction on Obergefell. Kim Davis was briefly jailed in 2015 after she refused to issue the marriage license to same-sex couples due to her religious beliefs, prompting a federal judge to hold her in contempt. She was ordered by the court to pay $100,000 in damages to the couple and to cover their legal fees. Davis's lawyers said in their appeal, if ever a case deserved review, the first individual who was thrown in jail post-Obergefell for seeking accommodation for a religious belief should be it. So they said, no, we're not hearing that. It's one thing for them to look at the punitive damages that were assessed to Kim Davis as the county clerk there, who said, no, I don't want to do this for religious purposes. We talked about this then, and I saw a lot of Ben. What's his name? Ben. He's on Fox News all the time. He has a show.
Dominic?
No. He is gay. He's married. He has kids. Isn't it Ben? I'll come up with it. This is what happens when I'm out of practice. I could tell you volleyball things right now.
Benson?
Guy Benson.
That was what you were saying, Ben. I'm like,
yeah, see,
ah, you're right.
I was in the vicinity of it. He's been posting on X quite a lot. Like, guys, see, I told you, everybody calm down. The sensationalists that were out there, you know, fighting for clicks, clicks and tricks over the Republicans are going to overturn gay marriage. He has consistently said it's not going to happen. Everybody relax. And he is a married gay man. So he was out there saying this isn't going to happen. And I remember talking about this thinking, wow, why is she going so far as to push this issue out there in a way that would overturn legalized gay marriage? This, I mean, that's a gigantic leap from where she was to saying that the ruling was wrong in the first place. I'm not surprised by this at all. Are you?
No. The idea that either the Supreme Court or Republicans in Congress were going to take up this issue at all is ridiculous. They were never going to do it. So that doesn't surprise me, but it does surprise me that they decided to make the case that big. Because like you were saying,
Kim Davis's people?
Yeah, Kim Davis's
like,
people.
If she wanted to get damages for, like, if she wanted those fines and stuff to be overturned, because it was overly punitive what they did to her financially.
It's terrible.
And I could completely see how she would say, I want that overturned. Do you want that or do you want gay marriage overturned? Because you only get to go one route for me. You can't do both at the same time.
Yeah, and I give her credit for continuing to fight this issue, but she should have fought it on her own religious convictions and the rights that she has.
Well, fight for what issue? You commend her for fighting for which issue?
For this, what I'm explaining right now, which is that she has a right as a Christian and an American to have religious convictions.
So you're talking about her right to her First Amendment.
Yes.
Not her right to her religious perspective on whether gay marriage should be legal, and her opinion should then be injected into the Supreme Court where she admonishes them and says you should reconsider.
It just seems like a bad legal strategy to me, because the Supreme Court has been very, very good to religious cases in the last, I'd say, even 10 years. Roberts, in particular, has sided with the religious organization pretty often. And so for her to make that about a religious conviction or a First Amendment issue, that would have been a very good case, because they did go way overboard in punishing her for not signing a marriage document in Kentucky. I mean, ridiculous what they did to this lady. And she absolutely has the right to have her religious beliefs as part of her life and her job. So they should have made the case about that and not let's overturn Obergefell. I mean, that, it was just they were shooting too far. So I don't really get the strategy there.
You know, I'm an LCMS Lutheran, and the Lutheran Church does not preach that, you know, based on the scriptures that, you know, you won't marry gay people in Lutheran churches. Now, there are ELCA Lutheran churches, so when you hear Lutheran, you got to do a little bit of footnote digging to understand which Lutheran church you're talking about. The Catholic Church doesn't marry gay couples yet. There are a lot of churches that don't marry gay couples, but you know what else is against the sixth commandment in scripture is infidelity. But infidelity is not legislated or regulated by the government. There are consequences for those actions, but it's not illegal to be unfaithful. It is a moral issue that people have to grapple with. And sometimes people grapple with that type of morality issue. Sometimes people grapple with the morality of overeating, undereating, watching pornography, stealing things, lying, deceiving, gossiping. Like, there are a lot of things that the Bible tells us are wrong that we don't ask the government to step in and regulate. And I struggle with this as an issue from somebody who, like, I don't know how you make a constitutional argument against gay marriage. I don't know how you make a constitutional argument against gay marriage that doesn't police religious beliefs, that doesn't conflict with the First Amendment. And I know my First Amendment part that I want to make sure that I protect the most is any church's right to interpret scripture in a way that they implement scripture in the theology that is preached from that church, that is studied from that church, that people worship within that church, where the church cannot come in and say, you have to do this. You have to marry gay people. You can't marry straight people or whatever it is. Like, how far does it go? It seems to me like my first line of defense when the First Amendment is involved here is to protect religious freedom. Really, in Kim Davis's defense, where she should be able to say, I'm not comfortable signing that document. I'm not comfortable baking that cake. I'm not comfortable printing those flyers. You know, is that something, when Office Max said that they weren't going to print flyers for Charlie Kirk, people were correlating that with the understanding that it was the same thing as not baking a cake. Now, printing the flyers at Office Max or Office Depot or whatever, Staples, whatever one it was, I don't know which one it was. So when Office Max came out, as whichever one it was, came out and said, no, we don't stand for this. We have a problem with this. And they regulated within themselves how they were going to manage employees at a print shop that said they didn't want to print flyers for a memorial vigil for Charlie Kirk. They handled that on their own. How would you feel if a print shop like that said, no, we're not doing anything for Charlie Kirk? I mean, I think there's a free market solution to that that fixes the problem without the government having to step in and forcing them to do something.
That's exactly what happened, is the free market did step in. People started to pressure them and say, hey, this is bad news. You should not do this. And the company stepped up and said, you're right. We should not be stopping somebody from printing Charlie Kirk flyers.
Office Depot.
Office Depot.
Just to correct myself.
But even if they hadn't, the government should not step into that issue. That's a free market issue. It's not a free speech issue, because you still had free speech. You could still go get your flyers printed, or you could print them yourself. It wasn't as if nobody would print them for you. And you don't have a right to print flyers either. Like, there's not anything in the Constitution that says you have a right to print things. You just have the right to say and disseminate information in whatever way that may be. This is a private company, but they did end up doing the right thing.
What about if you are working for the government and you're issuing something that the government says is okay, like a marriage license, to people who are legally allowed to get married?
That's where it gets dicey, because you are infringing on the free speech and religious conviction rights
There's not really a free market application right. It's not like you can go, okay, fine, well, I'm going to go to the, you know, such and such, the county clerk down the street. The county clerk's county clerk.
That's what it is. And that's why it's Amendment Number 1. It's very important to protect the rights of individuals and their convictions and speech. And they did not do that for Kim Davis.
Do you think she should have the right to refuse?
Absolutely.
And still contain her and still retain her job?
Yes. Yes. And so they should work with her.
So are there other people there that can sign the thing and she doesn't have to?
I'm sure there are. I mean, I don't know the specifics of the workplace, but that's usually the way it goes. I've been in this situation myself. I won't get into the details, but at a media company that I used to be at, and it had nothing to do with sex or any sort of like hot button political issue. It just was something I felt uncomfortable doing as a Christian. And I made that known to my bosses. I said, look, I'm not trying to create a problem here, but I got a problem. And this was private sector too, so it's a little different. But I worked with them and they said, okay, we like you. We'll try to work around this. We'll try to make it work. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I don't know about the public sector stuff, though.
That does change it.
Because she's not entitled to that job either.
Correct. But she is entitled to be protected by her government from her government. And that didn't happen.
That really just depends on who's in charge, though.
Well, it's Kentucky, too. That's what's so surprising.
Kentucky has a Democrat governor.
They do right now.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Andy Beshear might be the next president of the United States if the Democrats had sense. I hope they don't.
Yeah, let's go with Mom Donnie.
Man, we're just really in the play stupid games, win stupid prizes phase of Democrat politics right now. All right, let's watch and see. Can we get a popcorn sponsorship for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Act two.
Let's take a quick break. Greg Jarrett is going to join us when we come back. We're going to talk about Arctic frost and also those Russia hoax subpoenas that have started to go out. What happens next? Greg Jarrett's always got the intel. He'll give it to us next. Don't go away. In a land
of... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Comey, well, and Clapper, yeah, Brennan, Obama, Monaco, all conspired together, all worked together to try to sabotage, undermine, unravel the democratic institutions and structures of this country. The Russiagate hoax, the Russiagate conspiracy, and all of the assaults against our liberties that went with it. The pre-dawn raids, the handcuffing of innocent Americans, the espionage against President Trump's campaign and staff, the removal of his national security advisor, one fake indictment, one fake charge after another, the special counsel, all of it was a unrelenting attempt to overthrow the government the American people voted for. I cannot find words harsh enough to condemn the conduct of these conspirators, these insurrectionists.
Stephen Miller, if he could find the words harsh enough, you know that he would deliver them. Talking about these new subpoenas that are going out with some speed here to get to the bottom of what took place in the Russia hoax. And we have an expert on this and has been from the very beginning to join us once again. Greg Jarrett joins us, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor. You can follow him on X at Greg Jarrett. Greg, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Good to be with you, Annie. Thanks for having me on.
Is every day just like an I told you so for Greg Jarrett? Is this the world you live in? You look in the mirror and you're like, you were right again?
Yeah, and sometimes you wonder what took everybody so long. I mean, I wrote 2 books on the Russia hoax, and that's, 7 years ago. So, look, there are 2 investigations going on right now at the same time. The first one, more than 30 subpoenas have been issued for people like former CIA Director James Clapper. He must now turn over to a grand jury documents and communications with Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Comey, and others at the FBI and the DOJ involving the Russia hoax. Back in the day, that was codenamed secretly Crossfire Hurricane, but it was launched against Donald Trump back in 2016. It went on for a long time, which is why I wrote the 2 books. Already, substantial evidence has been recently uncovered that all of the people I just identified knew at the outset that the collusion narrative was a complete lie, but they used it nevertheless as a pretext for a corrupt and fraudulent investigation of Trump to drive him from office in his first term. Now, that is an abuse of power. It could very easily lead to criminal charges beyond the James Comey indictment thus far. The second sort of bleeds over into the first. That one is now called Arctic Frost. Well, it launched back in April of 2022 by Attorney General Merrick Garland, escalated then by Special Counsel Jack Smith. And once again, Donald Trump was the target when he was out of office, but of course running for a second non-consecutive term. And there's evidence that Biden's DOJ and Jack Smith, with the help of Christopher Wray's FBI, conjured up these criminal charges against Trump for purely political reasons to stop him from winning re-election. Now, that, too, would involve criminal abuses of power. For example, conspiracy to deprive him of his constitutional rights under color of law. Those are crimes, 18 U.S.C. 241 and 242. So, both of these current investigations are driven by newly discovered and long concealed records and communications that have suddenly been found in everything from burn bags hidden in a secret room at the FBI, as well as a trove of documents unearthed by various intelligence agencies, thanks to the work of DNI Tulsi Gabbard, CIA Director John Ratcliffe. They turned that evidence over to both Congress and the Department of Justice. So I think we can expect a lot more subpoenas, grand jury testimony, and perhaps criminal charges.
Man, it's so much to take in, and it's very repetitive from what we've been hearing from someone like you, Greg Jarrett. You've been reporting on this, writing about this over, what did you say, 7 years now? The Fox News report I'm reading from right now, just some details here. It says the grand jury that is going to send out here maybe 30 subpoenas in a matter of time is out of the Southern District of Florida. Can you talk to us a little bit about the importance of the district where this hearing is taking place and how that might factor into what might materialize from these subpoenas, this grand jury?
Well, in politically fraught cases, the politics of both the judge and the jury matters, and we've seen it repeatedly. So, for example, bringing a case against people aligned with Democrats in Washington, D.C., or even the Eastern District of Virginia, it's very difficult to prosecute those cases. However, the jury pool is dramatically different in a place like Florida. And, you know, the tie to Florida, of course, is, you know, the Arctic Frost operation that targeted Trump at Mar-a-Lago and clearly, in my judgment, abused the law on presidential records to bring a misbegotten case there. And so once you've established jurisdiction in Florida, for prosecutors, it's a better case to bring there.
Greg Jarrett speaking with us right now, Fox News legal analyst. Is there a parallel explanation for Arctic Frost, for Crossfire Hurricane? Do the Brennans of the world have the ability in their own reality to explain everything that they did in a way that they present like maybe you disagree with it, but they seem to have some sort of legal justification for the spying, the, you know, efforts to look at all the phone records and Arctic Frost, that type of thing? Is there a parallel explanation for their purpose and intent outside of spying to try to disparage President Trump?
They will simply argue that their investigation was legitimate, the criminal charges that was the fruit of Arctic Frost was valid. I don't think that's true. I disagree with that. I mean, we've always known the corrupt nature of the Russia hoax, but the Arctic Frost operation by Garland and Smith and Wray is truly shocking in its breadth and scope. They obtained, without anybody knowing it, nearly 200 subpoenas seeking records on more than 400 Republicans, no Democrats, only Republicans, anybody in Donald Trump's orbit. And they spied on those people, including 8 U.S. senators, as well as news organizations, including Fox News. So you've got partisan FBI agents and partisan federal prosecutors who are simply digging for dirt. And they're working covertly with the J6 committee members handpicked by Nancy Pelosi. And they're also working behind the scenes with Biden's White House counsel's office. This was lawfare, pure and simple, an all-out assault on Donald Trump and anybody connected to him. And they, you know, they created this enemies list and went after people with a vengeance. And of course, it led to the two federal criminal cases against Trump that were eventually tossed. But simultaneously, these same people worked to shut down the Hunter Biden investigation in a brazen effort to protect his dad, Joe Biden. So this is, you know, Annie, I think government run amok. The people we trust to enforce the law became the lawbreakers. And, you know, they were intoxicated by their own power and became a law unto themselves. They took aim at Trump. They weaponized the law for political gain. It is the definition of corruption. And those involved, it seems to me, must be held accountable in a court of law, because as Democrats love to remind us, no one is above the law. Well, let's see that put to a test.
I feel like there's an asterisk and a footnote somewhere when the Democrats repeated that over and over and over again. You know, that we see in Letitia James, we see with Adam Schiff, some of these things that they prosecuted Donald Trump for that were low level things, any low hanging fruit, anything that they could find, they tried to throw at President Trump. And they're such low-hanging fruit that some of them are guilty of exactly that with which they tried to manufacture against President Trump. Do you feel as though President Trump is going to see vindication on the Russia hoax amidst any of these other things that he's had lobbed at him? Do you think he's going to see vindication on these things within the term that he is going to remain, in his remainder of his term being president?
You know, I think the majority of people realize that the Russia hoax was just that. It was made up. It was invented by Hillary Clinton and then co-opted by, you know, the FBI, principally James Comey and his confederates. He was vindicated by the special counsel, Bob Mueller, who, despite a partisan team of lawyers, in the end found, oh, gee, there really was no criminal collusion conspiracy. But there are some people who still believe, you know, that Trump colluded with Russia and Vladimir Putin in the bowels of the Kremlin to steal the 2016 election. These are people who, I mean, I hate to say it, but they can't be very smart, right? And they just believe a narrative that was out there for so long, principally because it was pushed by the mainstream media. And even though they have acknowledged they were wrong, there were no apologies. There were no mea culpas. You know, the New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzer Prizes for getting the story fundamentally wrong. They should give those prizes back with an apology. But they're, of course, never going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Greg Jarrett here, the Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor. I'm thinking about the Russia collusion narrative, and I noticed a little bit of a consistency in people who are pushing back. You can tell when it looks like we're starting to get really close to hovering over the target, because there's a consistent message, opposition message, that gets put out there in social media and that type of stuff. The people want to point to the fact that there was proven Russia interference in that 2016 election, that there was, that was proven to the American people. Can you talk to me about what kind of Russian interference was discovered and what connection it does or does not have to President Trump in that 2016 election?
Well, there really was none. And, you know, take a look at some of the new and incriminating evidence that was just disclosed a week ago against James Comey that could, in fact, lead to additional criminal charges against him of lying and obstruction, destruction of evidence, concealing evidence from Congress. Among the most damning evidence against him, notes that show that Comey did indeed authorize and direct his friend, an FBI special government employee, Daniel Richman, to leak information to the media, which Comey later lied about to Congress. And that's the heart of the indictment against him. So this is highly corroborating evidence of his false statements. After one particular leak, Comey wrote, and I'm quoting here, "Well done, my friend. Who knew this would be so fun?" It's unbelievable. It's classic Comey. While criticizing Hillary Clinton for breaking the law and jeopardizing national security, using her private email as Secretary of State, guess what? James Comey himself, it turns out, used a private email account to conduct FBI official matters that may have included classified information. In one particular message back in 2016, just before the election, Comey is bragging in one of his notes that he'd soon be working for President-elect Clinton. She'll be grateful that he helped her. And, you know, in one particular handwritten note that I find so very surprising but consistent with what I wrote in both my books, it's dated September 26, 2016. And in his handwritten notes, Comey confirms that he learned that Hillary Clinton invented a phony narrative to smear Trump with Russia collusion. His note states, and I'll quote, "HRC plan to tie Trump to Russia," end of quote. Now, of course, when Comey testified before Congress, he feigned an acute case of amnesia that he had no recollection of that, which is, of course, something that you'll remember to your dying day. So his own notes put a lie to his testimony before Congress, which is another crime.
Oh, well, it's starting to get aired out. And anybody wants a precursor to what we might be learning as these subpoenas go out and this grand jury continues its work, go get Greg Jarrett's books, because he's written multiple on them and the story is all there. It's always great to have you with us, Greg Jarrett. Thanks for being with us again today.
Annie, thanks so much. Good talking to you.
You as well. Bye-bye. He is a Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney, and law professor. Lots of books that he has out there, including The Trial of the Century and the Constitution and other patriotic documents. Maybe a good Christmas gift for somebody this holiday season. But he was writing these books 7 years ago. I would think that this would be both incredibly satisfying and affirming and frustrating to be like, I've been saying this whole time, you could go read the book. Nice to have it all on paper and on record that, you know, this is the I told you so version 2017, 2018. See page 263 where I talked about what they're doing, what they're, you know, revealing today. Probably good to be Greg Jarrett right now.
This kind of stuff is such dirty, corrupt movie narrative stuff that it is amazing to me to still see the power of the media, that this isn't a common, you know, discussion point around the table. This should be very well known.
If Joe Biden would have become the president and then gotten access to the files, just the same way the Trump administration Justice Department is getting access right now, if the Biden administration would have gotten access to all the files that proved that Russia collusion absolutely would have happened, it would have been the story of the entire administration. And they had the power. They manipulated the Justice Department, and they couldn't even pin it on Donald Trump then. Liars. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just got done speaking with Greg Jarrett. Really interesting conversation surrounding the investigations and all of the things that are being juggled right now by the president and his administration. The Justice Department is busy at work, and it's really, there are so many, like, headline buster breaking news stories that you kind of forget some of them are even going on, because just for a day, the revolving door of, wow, that's really big news, cycles away from it. And then you come back and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, 30 more subpoenas with big names on the other end of it. It's a really big deal. We continue to watch as the shutdown appears as though it's working its way towards an end. The government shutdown, a lot of people listening right now, some of you have been affected. A lot of you have said you haven't been. But maybe snowballing a little bit more as every day passes, it affects a few more people here and there. If you want to text us, 314-241-9797, let us know what you think about this. Ryan, you said you got some texts over there from listeners. What do you got?
Yeah, asking whether or not the government shutdown is affecting you. Here's one that says, yes, we've been directly affected. At first, my husband was furloughed and stayed home, but after 3 weeks, they decided they needed him to go back to work without pay.
It's kind of weird that they can just be like, you have to come back.
And that he wasn't working. That's what's, like, you either, seems like you'd stay there the whole time and just not get paid, or you'd go home the whole time, not half and half. Thank God we have enough money to get through this, but pretty annoying for us to dip into our savings because the leaders wouldn't negotiate, and I really feel for young military families.
I'd imagine there's a lot of people who don't have the savings built up to fix it.
Correct.
To mend the gap.
This one says, I'm a civil servant affected by the shutdown. I gained 12 pounds sitting on my butt at home eating Oreos. Seriously, though, things have been difficult.
Those are choices. Did the government do that to you?
Show me where the government did it.
Yeah.
It's shuffling money between accounts, says this person. Halting auto payments, requesting deferments, tightening up purse strings. That's all very real. Worrying about late pays and credit score impacts and so on. Unsure when we'll see another full paycheck or the windfall after the holiday tomorrow. There's only 3 days left. And that is the majority of them. I like this one just real quick, though. I love the show and all of you. More comments to come.
Thank you.
A little bit of a tease.
Yeah, okay.
From that listener.
We'll get back to his comments the next time he sends them.
We're waiting.
Well, let's just take a quick break here. We're going to be back in a little bit. We've been talking a lot about the government shutdown today and if it's going to come to an end. Do you see, is there a winner in it? We've played some clips from MSNBC. They're not really digging what the Democrats are doing here. And I do believe that the Democrat Party, its fracture is becoming more obvious, probably more painful, intra-party. Is it true that they're going to have some moderate Democrats like the ones who stepped up to partner with Republicans finally? Is that what's going to save the Democrat Party from going off the complete and total socialist cliff? Who knows? Let us know in the text, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.